You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
On this episode of Pacific Beer Chat, the Maritimes beer invades British Columbia. Here are three beer from the Maritime Provinces of Canada. Before we get started, here's a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Hi everyone, this is Cutter,
Tony,
Ross,
Joel,
and Clint
from Three Beers In,
a proud member of the Hopped Up Network.
Each episode, we review a local Austin craft beer and talk about
Clove and Bananas,
references I don't get,
and Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey.
So tune in,
crack open a beer,
and hang out with us.
Find us on hoppedupnetwork.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podbean,
or on threebeersinpodcast.com.
This is the podcast.
This episode, we've got me, Mike, and we got Steve.
Hey.
And we're going to sit down to a trio of beers that I got from 902 Brewcast out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. They're a really good podcast out of there. They sent us a beer from Trailway Brewing. They've sent us one that's a collaboration between True Crows Brewing and Niche Brewing, and also one from Tatum Goosh Brewing Company. So, Steve, which one should we start with here?
The Tetamagouche is a Berliner Weiss, I think. Let's start there.
All right. So this is the Guava Heist Berliner Weiss. It's 3.6% alcohol. It's an organic light beer. I prefer session. The ultimate summer quencher, Guava Heist will transport you to the tropical streets of Tetamagouche. A kettle-soured Berliner Weiss aged on organic guava, lending lemony citrus and tropical flavors. And then it's got pairs well with, and I think it's supposed to be fries, fish, and... What do you think, Steve? What's that last one there?
Salad?
Maybe. Maybe they should just written that one. But Tatum Goosh is a brewery in Nova Scotia, Canada. All right, let's crack this open. You pour first, Steve.
Thank you. Well, it certainly looks like a Berliner Weiss with a vaguely pineapple juice look. Yeah, that's exactly the color of pineapple juice. Nice and hazy. Head went away pretty quick. I didn't catch what color that was.
I think it was a white head, but yeah, it was gone. Instantly.
Looks like fairly lazy carbonation. Not a bad thing, just it's sort of meandering to the surface more than fizzing up.
There you go. If you give it a little swirl here, it's definitely a white head that just dissipates really, really fast. Not a lot of aroma though.
No, I'm getting a little bit of fruit. I think it is that tangerine coming through. This was
guava?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting tangerine, but
It said citrusy, and it's pretty citrusy regardless.
Yeah, definitely citrusy, as Mike spills it all over himself.
Just a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting the guava on the taste.
Yeah, it's definitely guava. It's citrusy, maybe some tangerine in there too, but it's a very, very light.
Yeah, which is not bad. It's really hot here right now.
Yeah, it is. And the smoke is finally clearing. Maybe the world isn't over, but we'll see. There's only 600 fires burning right now in the province.
Lovely. Yeah, that's actually quite nice as a hot day beer. It's got a citrusy sourness, a little bit of guava. Not a lot in the grain character. Not finding a lot there.
No, a little bit. There's a little bit of grain in there, but it's not much. I'm still surprised at just how low the sour is, because Berliner Weiss are often super sour, almost too sour. And this is a really easy sipping table beer, basically. You could drink a lot of these.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but the boys over at 902 talk about Tatum Goosh Brewing all the time, so I'm pretty sure they're doing some really good stuff over there. I love this. It's the only beer made with pure Tatum goodness.
Hey-o!
I love shitty puns and everything, so that's great.
Have you met my wife?
Yes. Yeah, I wish I could try more from Tatum Goosh. A little hard to get over here on the West Coast. You got to trade for it, but...
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, exactly. Feel free to send it over.
We will trade.
Yes. We love to trade.
Kind of nice at, 3.6?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not one of those ones that'll sneak up on you too badly, I don't think. You could drink a couple of these and still be not completely soused.
Definitely. And I mean, it's nice. They are, I would assume, considering they're saying organically brewed, that would mean they'd have to be certified to start claiming that. And it's really hard to make interesting beers organically because it's harder to source ingredients that are as flavorful as the non-organic counterparts. Hops especially, which aren't a big thing for a Berliner Weiss, but organic hops often don't have the same hop oils in them, it seems. And they're a lot harder to grow because you can't spray them to keep the pests off.
This is true.
This is like a nice light fruit juice. This is really nice. That's actually it. It's more of the sour note that you'd get from a slightly sour fruit juice than it is that you would get from a Berliner Weiss usually.
Yeah, I totally buy that. Like a good sour orange.
Yeah. All right, well, we just finished that one up. That was really good. Now let's go on to the Cool Kid, a fooder-aged sour with raspberry and tart cherry. It's a collaboration between Two Crows Brewing Co. and Niche Brewing. It was brewed in Halifax. All right, it is 5.8% with an IBU of 14. And a little stamp on the bottom that says Stay Sour.
For anybody wondering, a fooder or foder is a barrel ranging from 6 to 10 liters.
Actually, it can go way bigger than that. Fooders can be massive.
Okay, continuing on the juice theme, it looks kind of like raspberry juice.
Yes, it does.
It's actually even got a kind of a pinkish head. Oh, okay. When I looked up what a footer is before this, somebody put a decimal when they meant to put a comma.
Yes.
That should be 6,000 to 10,000 liters, not 6 to 10.
That's better. Probably European. I think that's where it's often used interchangeably.
Could be.
All right, for people that don't know, Two Crows Brewing in Halifax, their head brewer, Jeremy Taylor, was actually one of the earlier brewers at Bridge Brewing Company here in North Vancouver. He moved back there to start up Two Crows with the owners.
Well, it certainly smells like a sour. It's sort of a raspberry, sour raspberry, sour blackberry.
Yeah, cherry too.
Yeah, sour cherry nose.
Not getting a lot of oak on the aroma, which I'm surprised. I mean, maybe it's an older fooder, but...
Yeah, not really getting oak on the nose, but let's see what else we got.
That's got the sour that I was expecting in the first beer.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming, though, which is nice.
It's very puckering, though.
It is, but it's a really nice, mellow sort of sour.
Yeah.
It's not that just full bore, oh God, why did I put that in my mouth, that some of them get to.
At the same time, it almost is like a sour Jolly Rancher or something.
A little bit. It's actually got sort of a sweet note to it that brings it there. Yeah, really sour fruit, sour cherry, sour raspberry.
I'm getting just almost like how the New England IPAs have that kind of hop smear where it doesn't matter what the hop is, it all kind of tastes just fruity a lot of the times. This is tasting kind of like a smear of different berries. Like, I'm not just getting raspberry, I'm just getting berries.
Yeah, a whole bunch. Like, you just had a bowl of mixed berries.
Yeah.
Really sour ones.
Good ones.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the berries that you picked on the trail when you were hiking or climbing. Mm-hmm. Weren't quite ripe, but they were really tasty anyways.
They're better when they're not quite ripe.
True. I think I get just a little hint of oak in there.
I'm not even finding it.
But it's just at the back of the tongue. Like, it's...
I suspect it's really coming through in the mellowness of that sour.
Probably, yeah.
I'm betting that prior to barrel aging, this was a really sharp sour. Like, it really hit you right in the tongue.
That, or it had no sour at all until it was in that fooder. Because the fooder itself could be infected with whatever bacteria and wild yeasts that they're looking for this as well, right?
That is true. I don't know what the brewing process on this was.
And, you know, I am getting a bit of a spice, and I didn't know what it was from, but there's actually rye in this beer. So that's probably what I'm getting. It's just a little bit of a rye spice, but very, very mild. It's got an interesting grain bill, actually. It's barley, spelt, and rye.
Oh, spelt's not a very common one.
No. Not picking up a lot of any of those, really, but that's nice. Yeah, I'm really happy they sent this out to us.
Again, really pleasant hot day beer. Couldn't drink as many of these. The sour is a little more overwhelming.
Yeah.
Probably two or three still.
Yeah, no, I could sit down to a couple of these on a patio or my deck, overlooking the beautiful view of smoke.
Yeah, from where I'm sitting, the sun is an evil, evil red through the smoke at the moment.
Yeah, I got a warning today, midday, of the air index, and it was actually almost three times worse than Beijing today here.
No, we My wife and I did a triathlon yesterday. The air quality was middling, but fine. Apparently, if we'd had the air quality of today, they would have just canceled on us.
I believe it. Yeah, it's gross. I've been working outside all day, and it feels like I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes, and I don't smoke. But luckily, we've got this beer.
Beer.
Yeah, does the sun look quite as red as the beer?
not quite.
Can't see it right now. All right, for the final beer of this trio of Trailway Brewing is Hugh John Hops American IPA. That's a pretty good name. It's 6.5% alcohol. And this one's actually from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Oh, that smells amazing as soon as I cracked it.
Oh, man. For everybody listening, this is in a can. You open it up and it just wafts hops all over the place.
And we're sitting outside and it's smoky and you can still smell tons of hops.
Well, it certainly pours with quite the head. Nice off-white, really mixture of fine and coarse bubbles, but really hanging in there. Got nice legs.
And it's murky as hell, yep. As a New England IPA should be.
I'm holding it up to our dim sun, and I can't see anything. And it is, it looks kind of like an orange creamsicle melted.
Yeah, for sure. It's not as orange, as like deep orange as some, but definitely orange.
And whoa, does that smell fruity. That is a juice bomb right there.
Although it's quite herbal compared to a lot of the juicy beers like this.
That's true. It does actually have other notes to it.
But it's very sort of tropical-y, citrusy. Kind of that hop schmear that I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm. That is creamy, bitter, smooth.
Well, I'd say the bitterness is really, really low. Like, there definitely is some, but
it is, but it's just one of the first things you notice without it being just a pow. Oh, it just slides over the tongue. You get a little bitter, then it moves into the juicy, fruity, yeah, like papaya, guava, a little bit of pineapple.
Yeah, definitely, especially pineapple, I think. And then there's still a bit of a tiny herbal note. It's not as big as the aroma is.
No.
But it's kind of expected with the volume of hops that end up in these beers. If it isn't a little herbal, I'm always surprised.
That is really, really good. It is surprisingly creamy.
I don't think it's a milkshake. It's not really as sweet as a milkshake, but it's got kind of that similar creaminess to it for sure. They've done a good job getting the proper body with this beer.
Yeah, this definitely feels like you're drinking something substantial.
Yeah, a substantial glass of tasty, tasty adult juice.
That sounded wrong. And I don't know, is this a family show? I don't know.
Fuck no.
Normally we do taster sizes, but since it's just Mike and I, we're kind of going half and half, so we're going to get drunk a lot faster on this. And we've got like 2 more episodes to record, so.
Whoops. But yeah, no, I'm really, really happy with these 3 beers that were sent our way. I already had one. I can't remember which one it was. I already reviewed it on pacificbeerchat.com. If you want to check out these guys and see what their podcast is all about and learn a little bit more about what's going on in the Maritimes, check out 902brewcast.com or look them up on your favorite podcast app or social media and all that shit.
Cheers, guys, over at 902. We deeply appreciate the 3 wonderful beers you sent us.
And I appreciated the other one.
Hey, holding out on me.
Someone had to drink it. So cheers to Tatamagoosh Brewing Company, Two Crows Brewing, Niche Brewing, and Trailway Brewing. This is Brew Crime, a craft beer and true crime podcast. I'm Mike.
And I am Beck, and we are your hosts.
On Brew Crime, we each take a true crime story and we pair it with a craft beer.
You can find our show on your favorite podcast apps. If you can't find it, contact us and we'll try to change that.
We can be found at www.brewcrime.com or on Twitter at @brewcrime and also on all the social media platforms for Pacific Beer Chat at Pacific Beer Chat. We can also be found at brewcrime@pacificbeerchat.com.
Join us as we discuss depraved killers, stupid criminals, and likely some completely unrelated tangents.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as hoppedupnetwork.com or pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. And to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Again for you.